Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. You can follow me at Lynn Richardson or at Lynn Millionaire on social media. You can listen live now at LynnMillionaire.com or WVON.com. You know, I am excited. You know, I have been all season because we've been talking about the season of the harvest. The harvest is here. The time is now. And I've talked about everything from building your finances to building your team to building yourself. But today it is Teamwork Tuesday. Teamwork Tuesday is what it is today in Wealth University. So congratulations to everybody who is out there making money with Lynn. You are not only building wealth yourself and getting a financial education, but you are sharing that with others. And when you do that, when you recommend anything, a class, a book, you make money. So this is what community is about. This is what, you know, there's all the principles of Kwanzaa. And I know one of them has to do with collaborative economics. And I know that this is the one. So I'm not going to butcher the terms. I'm going to go and do my research and rehearse and make sure I say it properly. But the spirit of it is here. And I am so excited about that. So with it being Teamwork Tuesday, I could not think of anybody other than my friend, my business partner, my sister. And when I tell you she's my sister, she is like Grandma B, like she grew up in the house with me and Grandma B, because I can't tell you if I treat a sister any different than her. We do business together. We argue. We like all of that stuff that sisters do. We have each other's back. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome MC Light to the roundtable. Good morning, Light. How are you?
Good morning to you. Yes, my sister, we go at it. That's Ujamaa Cooperative Economics.
That's what sisters do. That's what sisters do. So, Light, I have been talking about, so Teamwork Tuesday, let me just tell everybody what that means. And I've told everybody on my team that you need your tribe. You need to get your folks together. Who are you building wealth with? If you talk to somebody and they don't want to talk about it, keep on stepping, keep on moving. I am definitely adhering to my post that I put on Instagram, and it says, my new thing is I am no longer arguing with people that Harriet Tubman would have shot. Can I just get an amen on that? I am no longer arguing with people that Harriet Tubman would have shot. You see, the people needed to be free. She had a plan. It was risky. You know, you could die doing this thing. And you got people who need to be free that's on the path, and then they want to argue. And so when they tried to turn around, you know, she couldn't let them risk the whole mission of the Underground Railroad. So she shot them. And this is the question that I had. I was like, did she shoot them dead? I guess she did. She had to kill them.
Financial empowerment, and people, they can ride on her road with Harriet Tubman. Of course, she's on this road, and there's so many other people that are tied into this from different cultures, I might add, that are putting their lives at risk. They've opened up their homes for these runaway slaves, and if somebody decided at the last minute, I'm too scared and wants to go back, they could actually be tortured into telling all of what it is that they know, all of the people involved, all of the paths and the roads that they took. So Ms. Tubman had to take you out.
Right. And it's so interesting. We're talking about this because you just did a big shoot for the Harriet Tubman project over.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At the national park. Tell us about that, Light.
Yeah. Well, there's two national parks now, thanks to President Obama, who signed off to have them happen. So they're coming into fruition. One is where she was actually born, in Maryland, and it is a wonderful facility there. They have a museum that marks her life from the beginning to the end, all the miraculous things that she was able to do. And then from there, like, I actually visited the general store where she was hit in the head with the 2-pound weight as she was trying to help a runaway slave stay safe, you know.
Wow.
The owner was coming for him, and she jumped in the way. So anyway, They have a wonderful exhibit there, a museum there. And then I also went to the Auburn, New York location. There it is that she migrated to. She had this huge piece of property that was given to her by the Stewart family. And there she had her home. She also had a home for the aged, which was wonderful. You know, she would house up to anywhere from 6 to 14 elderly people, and she would take care of them. She would feed them. And it, you know what? Going up there just was a reminder of what it is that we need to be able to do for ourselves, but also for others. And that has a lot to do with financial empowerment. She wouldn't have been able to do any of the things that she did without all these other people coming into effect and helping her out monetarily.
Wow. And this was just last week, which is why this is so poignant right now, because you were literally just there. I was in New York and in D.C., but I saved myself the frustration of being out there in the cold with you. But I was certainly there in spirit and very, very proud of you and the organization for doing this. So it brings us to Teamwork Tuesday. You got to know who's on your tribe. Don't have anybody on your tribe that Harriet Tubman would have shot. If Harriet Tubman would have shot him, just stop talking. Just stop talking. Go the other way. Every battle is not your battle. That's at home. That's at work. That's in your life. And sometimes we get so caught up trying to pull people along that we let them pull us back. Let me repeat that. We get so caught up in trying to pull people along that we let them pull us back. So Teamwork Tuesday and getting your tribe. And I think we need a tribe to talk about Black Friday, which we are no longer acknowledging. We're not dealing with Black Friday. When you think about Black Friday, you need to think about all the other connotations of the word black that are designed and set up for us to fail. And that is the blacklist, the black hole, black market, black magic. I said that the blackout is a complete absence of power and or withholding of information. And Black Friday is exactly that. For poor people, middle class people, even upper class people, it is a complete depletion of power. It is not designed for us to win, and it is the absence of real information. So, Light, tell us what you discovered about Black Friday.
Well, first off, I just say thank you very much for choosing to address this topic. You know, many people think that it's in our best interest when you see something that says 2-for-1. And you don't even need the one. But because it's 2-for-1 and we have this mentality...
Would you preach?
That we can get away with. We ain't getting away with nothing when we're being sold something we don't even need just because somebody told us we can get 2-for-1.
Girl, you know you better preach that sermon, Reverend MC Light. They said 2-for-1, and we don't even need the one. And we think we're getting away with two, and we didn't even need the one.
Isn't that something? And they do it all the time. But, you know, what I would say with Black Friday, you know, now that we're talking about it for as long as it's been around, and I think I read something that said 1952. It's like this Christmas shopping season. And really people talk about it being Black Friday, I guess, to get down into the nitty gritty, is because it helps all of those stores get in the black. So if they were, you know, struggling throughout the year, this is the time of year that they try to make up for all the money they lost. And meanwhile, we're spending money that we don't necessarily have on items we don't even need. And so for me, you know, I've never really identified with having to be out there on Black Friday to get anything. But what I also see here is not only was it meant for just the Friday after Thanksgiving, now they've spread out over the 2 months of November and December.
Girl, don't get me started. They started in October on Halloween. Girl, my birthday, October 2nd, I think I saw a Black Friday ad. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. MC Light is on with us, breaking down the knowledge. We're not going to talk to anybody. Harriet Tubman would have shot. But right now, we're going to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back with Denise to help us sync our lives. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And we are here in the studio, of course, as you know from the first segment, MC Light is here with us. And we are now back with Miss Denise Wiggins to help us sync our lives. Denise, welcome to the roundtable. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. So we have been talking about Black Friday. We have all agreed that we are not going to argue with anybody that Harriet Tubman would have shot. We're just not going to do it. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to just not argue with anybody Harriet Tubman would have shot. I'm not talking to nobody Harriet Tubman would have shot, because you know I don't have that much patience. I'm not looking at nobody that Harriet Tubman would have shot. I'm just staying away. So it is all about Teamwork Tuesday, and we have been talking about building the tribe. And a part of the tribe now is getting the word out about Black Friday not being for us, really focusing on Green Friday. And Light, you were just sharing some history about Black Friday. So where did it start, and why did it start?
Oh, goodness. Well, because the corporations or the stores, you know, these folks that go after it real hard wanted to actually get in the blacks. Their numbers possibly weren't right all year, and this gave them the opportunity to bring their books back into a space of making money. And so they were concentrated on that. You know, what's crazy is when you just mentioned when we were on before, you were talking about it seems like Black Friday has started in October. They have what they call the Christmas creep, has been cited as a factor in the diminishing importance of Black Friday, as many retailers now spread out their promotions over the entire months of November and December rather than concentrate them on a single shopping day. So, yeah, they are creep. It's called the Christmas creep, girl. They are out for the dollar.
They calling it the Christmas creep. Well, baby, we about to come up with the peep, okay? Because we see you. We see what you're doing, and it is not going to work. The Christmas creep. But it really brings, you know, we joke about it to a degree, but it's really a serious matter because, as you said, they're making us believe we're getting two for one when we really didn't eat the one, and we're not getting away with anything. So, Denise, you talk a lot about having the mental shift that's necessary to become successful. And that is also being successful during this season when everything is coming against us to either keep us depressed or to remind us how terrible we are, so we feel guilty, so we find a need to overthink. So to overthink and to overdo things that are not in our control. So, Denise, can you just tell me, who do you listen to on a daily basis? When you talk about sync your life, It's everything in your life. It's what you do. It's how you live. It's the work that you're doing. It's the company that you keep. But who are you listening to on a daily basis to help keep you synced where you need to be and moving towards your goals?
I listen to every single day, Erica Campbell Radio Station, every single day. I have to get into worship music because our minds wander off to so many different things, and that's why the Bible says we must renew our minds daily. If we don't renew our minds daily, we tend to wander into things and do things that we have no business. Again, going back to Black Friday, I was a participant in Black Friday when I didn't know better. Now that I know better, I do better, but because it's just what we do as a culture, until we get the knowledge that we need to understand that it's all a trickery of the enemy to keep us in bondage.
Yeah.
We go out here, we spend all this money that we don't have because we want to buy all this stuff that we think that's on sale, and it's really not on sale, just like what MC Light just said. So if we can tell ourselves and get more shows like what Dr. Lynn has here, the Millionaire Roundtable, which is helping us to retransform from the inside out and continuing to grow every single day, we're going to be unstoppable.
I agree.
Unstoppable.
I agree. Light, who do you listen to on a daily basis for inspiration? And because you're right, we do have to remind ourselves. And I know I do, because I will get off the track in a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. Y'all think I'm all of that, baby. Let me tell you, I am still in need of prayer and a lot of it, because I will fall off so fast. I have to remind myself, oh, okay, wait, Harriet Tubman would have shot them. So I don't have to, you know, let me just go the other way. But Light, who are you listening to on a daily basis? Because this is not just about the mindset shift has to take place within a repetitive state of existence. So who are you listening to?
Well, you know what? There's two things that I go to early in the morning. One is my Bible app, the Holy Bible. And I do certain plans on that app. And, you know, it helps to get my mind straight. But in addition, I'm welcoming God into my life. And I'm asking Him to be the leader and to guide me where it is I need to be, to have me open and aware for any opportunities that may exist. And I pray for favor. So that is the first thing I do. And then the second thing I do is on YouTube, there is a platform called Be Inspired. And they have videos that have words of many different leaders, or pastors, reverends, motivational speakers, some of the people that you are familiar with, Joel Osteen and Tony Robbins and Joyce Meyer, right, and Michael, you know, Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith. And so that gets me supercharged. So what the other one does is the first one, it gets me ready. It gets my temple, you know, open to receive all good things and positivity. And then the second gives me revved up and excited about going out into the world and, you know, slaying whatever it is out there for the good of God.
You know what? It's so interesting that you both have said that the first thing, you know, and I know we're listening to many things, including a whole lot of stuff we don't want to hear, but you're starting off with something that, you know, lifts you up spiritually and gives you the word. And, you know, this is the season of the harvest, but I also have to remind us that decisions decide wealth. It's what we talked about in our leadership session this past weekend, as both of you know. And it's not about destiny. It's not about having a silver spoon in your mouth. It's about the decisions. You know, Kanye West, I think, was $35 million in debt, and he made some decisions, and now he's not. And he's back in the black, you know, in the black in terms of the amount of green that he has, if you will. So I think we all can take from this and figure out what we're going to do this holiday season so we can rev up. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You want to leave a legacy for your loved ones?
Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Please don't forget to listen to The Harvest Is Here, The Laws of Abundance. Powerful, powerful, powerful power. Let me tell you, it's black power in the right way. And I'm talking about this word meaning richness and fullness, regardless of your color, regardless of your creed, your background. And you can listen to those very powerful episodes at LynnMillionaire.tv. That's our YouTube channel. And you can also visit our podcast on Google, Apple, you know, all of the podcast platforms that are out there. And if you have trouble finding us anywhere, just go to LynnMillionaire.com. And go on there and search and click. There are so many answers to so many questions. Things like what to do if you are in bankruptcy, how to buy your first home, how to start a home-based business, budgeting, credit. We're going to put something up there for really for home-based businesses where you can actually get started, which brings me to you, Denise. When we talk about syncing your life, you already had a couple of million-dollar earning businesses, and you decided to launch Lip Sync Cosmetics. And I just want to say this because it just hit me right now, because as we've been talking about Black Friday and how it is designed to rob people of wealth, all I heard you talking about over the past couple of days, Denise, is what you want to do to put more money into people's pockets. And I was thinking the same thing with the opportunities that I have available. I'm thinking, we're going to turn Black Friday into Green Friday so everybody can get some green. But I was thinking about a way that I could help people make more money, not spend more money. I think Green Friday should be about more people getting access to the harvest and not necessarily just access to material things. So as you share with us, Denise, what it takes to sync your life, who are you talking to? You shared that with us, but what are you reading? What are you taking in on a regular basis to fuel your mind, to keep you in that mentality?
Main thing is doing, affirmations. You know, when I get like shared earlier, when I get up in the morning, I pray, I read my daily walk, I read the scripts in my Bible, and then I meditate. I have to get my mind conditioned from where I want to go. Do I have a perfect life? Heck no. Am I in debt? Heck yeah. Do I have a plan? Yes. Do I have access to the plan? Absolutely. So I have to feed my mind with positivity every single day. Because it's days when I'm going to give up. It's days when I don't want to get out of the bed. It's days when I just want to say the heck with everything. But there are people counting on me. So I can't give up, but if I don't condition my mind and put the right information in my mind, it's so easy to get off path. So reading, getting on YouTube and following leaders like Grant Cardone, of course, the Millionaires Roundtable, Dr. Lynn Richardson, talking about your finances and all of that stuff where we have lost and don't have the information as a postal. She has the know-how to get us on track. Who else I want to throw the name out there that I listen to on a consistent? It's so many, Dr. Lynn, that I have to listen to
every day, all day. And I just sat last night in the lobby at the hotel and listened to Sandy Bogdan, who's my newfound friend. He don't know it yet, but he's going to be my new friend.
Girl, do you know what I'm talking about?
I sat there for 2 hours and I listened to his tape, and I got more than I'm going to listen to today. But we got a few on mine.
Yes. Yes. Denise, didn't I tell you when you listened to Sandy Bakken, everything was going to change?
Yes, you did. You did.
I have been telling everybody, everybody, everybody. And if you are listening to this right now and you do not know who I know, if you have not, if you've gotten an email from me, go back to that email. I'm telling you, it's in there. As a matter of fact, don't Google him. Call me or email me. Let me send you the inside information. Let me send you the information that I have. I've got the TaxBot University. I've got so many things. But I am so excited for you, Denise, that you listened to Sandy Bakken last night. Because it's life-changing.
It is. It is. It really is. And the funny thing about it is, we don't take the time to read as a culture. I'm going right back to what I know. It's not something someone told me. My culture do not sit down long enough to put things in our ears that's going to fuel us, that's going to ignite us. We tend to put stuff in our ears that is going to depress us, oppress us, make us make decisions that are not good decisions that can set us back 4 to 5 years. If we put the right things in us, the right things will come out of us.
You just said something. If we put the right things in us, then the right things will come out of us. And I remember, and I said this before, but I always have to say it again. And, you know, there are things that I repeat, not because I'm looking for anything, but because they're simply the truth. You know, I always thank Melody Spann Cooper for this platform, because when I was first starting out and I had a dream and a vision, it was WVON that gave me the opportunity to share my voice with other people. And then when I was doing my show one day a week for 1 hour, she called one day and told the engineer, tell her to stay on for 2 hours. And I was on for 2 hours. And every time I would travel, me and Mr. Wayne Fields, he passed on, rest in peace, he'd come on the road with me. And for 4, 5, 6 years, Denise, I did this show, never missed a show, never, never, ever missed a show, meaning holidays, birthdays, no matter what it was. And so when you get people like that and they support you, it's important to honor them. One of the laws of abundance was the law of honor. And who you choose to honor either puts you in a position to win or puts you in a position to lose. If you don't believe that, try it. Who you choose to honor. And so I have to say, with saying that, you know, people are always honoring people who they perceive took them to another level. But you have to honor the people simply for whatever level they take you to, whether it's something that you can realize and point to or not. And Denise, I honor you because you reminded me of who I was. It was you coming to the Wealth Experience in 2017 and saying you read Living Check to Monday and it had changed your life. I thought Living Check to Monday was old news. Honestly, I had kind of just put it on the shelf and it's like, okay, fine. Yes, I was a speaker. I did all of that. But now I'm running this firm and now I'm the CEO of Hip Hop Sisters Foundation. And now I go to the, you know, I'm thinking of all these new responsibilities that I had. But you reminded me that we are still on the Underground Railroad. You reminded me of that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So one of the things that you said, and we're talking about the harvest, and I want to continue to hone in on this, Denise, so thank you for sharing your knowledge with others. But when you first read the books, and like you said, you sat and you listened to Sandy Bakken for 2 hours last night. When you first read Living Check to Monday and Living Beyond Check to Monday, and you started to put the principles in place, and then you came back and said, Dr. Lynn, my life is changing, it's working. One of the things that you said that really stood out to me, you said it took time. Talk to us about that.
We want a microwavable success. We think that things are supposed to happen overnight. But for me, I've made millions of dollars, didn't know where to put it at, didn't know how to invest. When I got that book, and I didn't know Dr. Lynn at the time, I got that book and I set up literally all night one night because I couldn't put it down. It was just that information was just so powerful, and I knew that it was what I needed. I knew that Dr. Lynn was what I needed when I heard her open up her mouth. But then getting that book, I knew I needed that information that was in there. So when I started to go through the pages and just page after page and writing down what I wanted for my future, because I wanted to get to the next level. But how many of us know we can't get somewhere that we have not been? So we got to connect with somebody that's there that can pull us up and give us the information that we need to get to the next level. And that's what that book and Dr. Lynn has done for me. So I had to take step by step by step. Whatever was in that book, and she said to do it from A to Z, I took step by step by step, and I began to put those things into my life day by day by day. No, it didn't happen overnight. And it's still a process every single day. So don't beat yourself up when you fall down. Just get back up, get back on the book, get back on the track, and just keep going. And you'll start to see a difference in how you spend, how you save, what you do, what you say, who you connect to. I mean, all of that stuff will start to fall. And you'll be like, well, dang, I thought I could. Take your time. It's a step-by-step process.
You know, you keep giving me so many nuggets here, but I have to say this as well. I've done a recent survey of several of the people in my network and people that I'm close to and I spend time with, and we're business partners. And I was alarmed, but not so much so, that several people had not followed through with some of the things. So everybody has a business. People are moving forward. Folks got their social media going, but many had not hired their kids to work in their home-based business, those with young children at home. And I'm thinking, like, I just want to jump on people and beat them or something. It's like, hello. Like, how many times have you heard me say it? But I said all of that to say that it's hard for all of us, and that's why we have to keep encouraging and keep reminding each other and keep saying the thing. I had a conversation with a couple this morning because I started about 6 a.m. Pacific time talking to people, doing one-on-ones, and they got an LLC, they got a corporation. I said, okay, you also need a home-based business. Every time we talked about the home-based business, he said, is it an LLC? I said, don't you say LLC no more. Do you hear me? Don't say it no more. And you're chuckling, but it was the wife started laughing and he kind of got quiet. I said, I didn't say anything about an LLC. The LLC and the corporation, they're over there. What we're talking about now is the home-based business, so that you can maximize some of those deductions that you currently are not getting. And then he finally got it. And I said that to say, we have to be careful about the message, the subliminal message that we are telling ourselves. Because Denise, I have watched it happen where people hear 1, 2, 3, but then when they go back and repeat it, they go back and say 4, 5, and 6. And we have to be ready to not only be open to hear something new, but to allow ourselves to be deprogrammed from the stuff that we used to know that did not work, so we can get where we're trying to go.
That's good.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Go to lipsyncosmetics.com, lipsyncosmetics.com. Denise has a home-based business for those women who are out there, and men too, who really want to take some things to the next level. See, this is the way to make money, to look good, and to share something with somebody, a beautiful gift for the holidays. Give somebody a business. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member, Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And it is the season of the harvest. The time is now. Decisions decide wealth. Do you know the laws of abundance? I'm telling you, Black Friday ain't in it. I said it the way I wanted to say it. Black Friday is not anywhere. It's not. It is not. It's not anywhere in the laws of abundance, except if you have decided to make it a Green Friday and to truly make this day, this season, about creating, building, and sustaining wealth for yourself, your family, your community. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. Doesn't matter how much you have, doesn't matter how much you don't have, doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is the decision that you make now and the choices that you make to move yourself ahead. So one thing that I want everybody to do, I want you to go to LynnRichardson.com, click connect with Lynn. And if you have not gotten the steps that you need to get on the path to building wealth, then I want you to ask for them. How do you build wealth? Okay, let's start this all over again. I'm going to repeat this until we are all free. Number one, you must spend less money. This is the season of harvest. You have to spend less money, not more money. I know that's the opposite of what everybody has said. Now, if you have saved money, you put it to the side, then you're not spending money. You are now putting out into the marketplace what you have already decided to put out there. So I want you to understand that spending less money is number one. It's your first step. It's the first test. Can you spend less? I'm going to tell everybody, yes, you can. Let me prove it to you. Everybody knows how to spend less when you have zero. Remember all that money I was spending when I was making, you know, six, seven figures without even blinking or thinking? It was just coming in. I was spending more. Well, guess what? When I hit rock bottom and I had no money, I didn't spend any because I didn't have any. I learned real quick how to do without. I learned real quick how to say no because I had to. So freedom is about choosing to say no, not being forced to say no. I talk about this all the time. If you lose an income, cut back on everything. Act like you have no money. If you lose an income, forget the fact that you have 3 or 6 months saved or you've got your 401k. Yes, use it if you have to, but live your life each day as if you don't. Use it if you have to. So you got to pay your rent. If you lose an income, you've got 3 months of emergency funds saved to the side. Yes, you must pay your rent. You use it if you have to. That's when you have to, but treat it as if you don't. Act like you have no money. So when it's time, when they call you and say, hey, can you go to the basketball game? Nope, you can't do that. You can't drive. You can't park. You can't eat. And you can't even enjoy yourself if you got to think about money that you don't have. Let me repeat. I remember going through this season in my life, and I had to say no to people who I loved. I remember, I'm going to tell y'all something. It was over 10 years ago. Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes invited me to her girls night out for her birthday. I wanted to be there, but I couldn't be there. And now I could have gone, but it didn't make sense for me to go. I was trying to figure out how to get out of the hole, and I was trying to get into the red. I was so far down, I didn't even have a color, okay? Getting in the red would have at least meant I had one of the colors in the crayon box. I was trying to get to the red, to get to the black, to get to the green. So I said no. So this is about spending less money. If you can do that, if you can withhold the things that you think you want and pray and ask for direction, when you're about to spend some money, send me an email. Say, Lynn, I'm about to go spend some money. Send me an email. And sometimes sending that communication is all you'll need to stop you. There have been times when I've wanted to say something to somebody, I will type a whole email, but I don't send it because typing it gets the thoughts out of my head. Thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. So when you want to spend money that you don't have, you might just be in the middle of an entangled thought that needs to be disentangled. So spend less money. Number two, get more money. There's no other way to do this. You must get more money. And as my colleague and young mentee, but he's leading the millennials with the debt-free degree, as he said, passive income is not easy. Do not think that because you get passive income that it's going to be easy. Now, really, the only passive income that is easy is the money that you make off of your 401k or your investments. If you are making money, then that's easy. Well, you have to think about it. You have to make the right choices in terms of the investments that you want. But everything else, your home-based business, your real estate income stream, your income stream from your side hustles, you have to work at it in order for it to work. Let me repeat. You have to work at it in order for it to work. It's not going to work itself. You have to wake up every day with a plan. You have to wake up every day with this on your mind. You have to wake up every day knowing that you've got to take another step to get to where you're trying to go, because nobody's going to take it for you. Nobody's going to meet you at the end of the road with a pot of gold, a sugar daddy, or winning lottery ticket. It just does not work that way. So you've got to work it. So number one, spend less money. Number two, get more money. And then number three, you got to get your money back. See, here's the deal. Some of you may be dreaming of the job that's going to pay you six figures. If you're making $40,000, the idea of making $80,000 sounds great, doesn't it? If you're making $80,000, the idea of making $150,000 sounds great, doesn't it? If you make $150,000, the idea of making $250,000 sounds great. I remember that. I remember my first job making like $22,000 a year. I remember making $25,000 a year. I remember making $90,000. I remember making $150,000. I remember making $300,000. But let me tell you, every time you make more money, the IRS wants more of what you make. So if you make $1, they only want 10 cents. But if you make 10, they want 5. Guess what? Now, that's not an accurate assessment of it. I'm giving you an example. The more money you make, the more money the IRS wants. So a part of your strategy has to be learning the tax game, how to legally, ethically, and morally pay less taxes, all with the permission of the IRS. And that requires your time, your energy, and your thinking. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. Go to LynnMillionaire.com now. Get help. Get tax help. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Connect with me. Click connect with Lynn so you can ask your questions and get your answers and go to the next level. Follow me on social media at LynnMillionaire, at Lynn Richardson, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.